Hello and welcome to the Horsefulness Training Podcast. I'm Karin van den Borre. I'm a professional horse trainer and instructor, founder of Horsefulness Training, and creator of the online Horsefulness Training programs. In this episode of the Horsefulness Training Podcast, I'm going to guide you during the subtle breathing technique. This is a technique that will help you to de-stress, to calm down, and to feel soft in body and mind. Are you ready? In times like these, where there is a lot of anxiety, insecurity and stress, it's so important to take care of ourselves, to stay calm and to connect with ourselves. And our breath is a very good tool to help us with that. This subtle breathing technique that I'm going to teach you is therefore perfect if you feel you need to de-stress, to calm down, to feel more secure. But it's also perfect to do before you go and meet your horse, or even when you are with your horse in his field, for example, during bonding time. Now, for those who do not know, bonding time is the first connection exercise from my Horsefulness Liberty training program. If you do this subtle breathing technique in the presence of your horse will feel you becoming calmer and softer with every minute. And there's a lot of chance your horse will come and stand near you because it feels so good to be in your presence when you are in this calm state. Now, if you don't feel at ease in the field with your horse in liberty, then just sit on the other side of the fence. That's equally good. Okay, now pause the recording and find yourself a quiet and comfortable place to sit before you continue. Are you seated? Be sure to turn off your phone and ask other people to not disturb you. Be also sure you are warm enough and that you sit comfortably. Now keep your back straight, rest your hands in your lap, and close your eyes. This is your time. It's your time to breathe. It's your time to relax. Take a long but slow breath in through your nose. Always breathe through your nose. And then exhale very slowly. Now inhale again, through the nose, slowly. And exhale slowly. And allow any tension to melt away as you gradually relax more and more with each breath. Take another long, slow breath in. And then exhale while letting go of tensions in your body. Take a next long breath in, take your time for it, and now release your breath, release any tension. You can already feel yourself drifting towards that calm state. Now continue breathing more natural. Breathe in and breathe out. And repeat this, breathing in, breathing out. And little by little, with every breath, make your breathing less big, less long, less visible, with less noise, more subtle. Then continue to breathe slowly, gently, and silently. Feel your breath coming into your nose. Feel the air flowing at the back of your throat downwards. You can feel a cold sensation there. Then breathe out again. Without making noise, no movements, very gentle, very subtle. Keep breathing very subtle like that, trying to not make any noise, trying not to move. Only your belly is going slightly up and down as you inhale and exhale. Keep your chest still, only breathe very subtle towards the belly. Now continue this subtle breathing on your own for the next few minutes. No moving, no noise, only very subtle. And if someone would look at you, almost invisible. They can't see anything moving, also not your belly. Now continue on your own for the next 5 minutes. You are now peaceful in your mind and soft in your body. You can now slowly open your eyes and enjoy how you're feeling right now. This subtle breathing technique is inviting you to connect with the subtle movements and sensations of the breath. It's inviting you to slow down, to pause, to take a moment for yourself. A lot of people think that to relax, they need to breathe in and out deeply, strongly. But that is a very big misconception. The subtle breathing technique is much more powerful when it comes to calmness and relaxation than the full breathing techniques people often refer to. The subtle breathing technique is a technique you can practice several times a day, especially if you feel stressed or anxious. This subtle breathing will calm yourself down. And I also use it in my work with horses, especially nervous and tense horses really react on it. It really does miracles for them. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you for listening to this episode about the subtle breathing technique, and I encourage you to subscribe on iTunes or your favorite service, and please leave your comments and reviews. That way you too can help spreading the horsefulness training philosophy. Thanks again for being here, and as always, keep the following important message in mind: care for your horse, connect with your horse, and make a difference in your horse's life. Because your horse only lives once, and you're the one who can make sure it's worth it.